from KQED.
Today, tens of thousands of people lace up to compete in the Boston Marathon. One of the grand marshals this year is the first woman to run the race back in 1966. Brooke Binkowski met up with her at a San Diego cafe before the big day.
Bobby Gibb didn't set out to become a feminist icon. It just worked out that way. She was born in Massachusetts in 1942 and loved to run, which was way out of the mainstream.
Women were not supposed to run in public. If you were a grown woman running in public, it was weird. Nobody ran. And there were very few male runners. There was no major city marathons. There were no running shoes.
And then one day her father took her to watch the Boston Marathon. It was love at first sight.
It was totally irrational, like falling in love. And I just fell in love with it, and something inside me just said, you're going to be part of this thing.
And Gibb had moved to California. From there, she applied to be in the 1966 Boston Marathon.
They said it was open to anyone in the world, and I didn't understand it was a men's division race.
Gibb got a letter back from the Boston Athletic Association telling her that the race was only open to men because women were physically incapable of running long distances.
So I sort of chuckled to myself, and I thought, oh, this is going to be fun. I'm going to turn the whole thing on its head.
Gibb decided to sneak into the race and run it alongside the men to show that women could run long distances. She had her mother drop her off where the race began and hid in the bushes, wearing boys' shoes and shorts and a hooded sweatshirt to disguise her long blonde hair. It took the other marathoners less than a minute to figure out that she was a woman.
We got talking, and they said, gee, you know, I wish my girlfriend would run. I wish my wife would run. They wanted to share their love of running with the women in their lives.
The media frenzy began before she'd even finished the race, but really took hold after she finished ahead of two-thirds of the runners.
It wasn't just on the sports page. It was headlines, and it went out all over the world. It's like, and a lot of people still couldn't believe it. Did she really? Could she really run?
She could, and she did. Gibb ran several more races, with more and more women showing up to join her, until 1972, when the Boston Marathon held its first officially sanctioned women's division event. Gibb is now training to run the 2016 marathon, on the 50th anniversary of her first race. For the California Report, I'm Brooke Binkowski in San Diego.